This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network, and the House and Senate approved the Farm Bill last week. We're here with Commissioner Hugh Weathers to talk about this new legislation that'll set federal agricultural and food policy for the next 5 years and beyond. Commissioner, are you happy with what happened last week?
We certainly are, Mike, and I think most farmers are. It's a farmer-friendly piece of legislation, expecting President Trump to sign it like this week. And what we were pleased with is some of the maintenance of the crop insurance programs, a little bit for South Carolina, updating the peanut parity program, trying to help dairy as well. So quite a bit in there. Not a perfect bill, but a good bill.
The Peanut Parity Act, I wanted to camp on that for just a second. That was sponsored by Senators Graham and Scott, Representative Wilson over in the House. This will give South Carolina a greater voice on the national level, will it not?
That's right. It'll give us a seat at the table on the Peanut Standards Board at USDA. So we're very pleased with that. And it acknowledges the scope of South Carolina's peanut industry, and that's a good thing. And again, one of the priorities for agriculture in this farm bill was maintenance of the ARC and the PLC in terms of crop insurance options. So just very pleased with that. The other things that they focused on, conservation as well, and a little more focus on trade. So that's a good thing with all of the initiatives we're taking, a few more dollars to come toward trade promotions. So given that that's important to South Carolina as it is to everyone else, that's big for us as well.
One of the things that you have focused on for the past couple of years, at least, has been industrial hemp. And with Senator McConnell putting the force of his office behind it, that passed as well as part of this bill. And I know that you're excited about that because you see some real potential for industrial hemp in South Carolina. Is that true?
Yeah, that's exactly right. With the Farm Bill language, industrial hemp will no longer be classified as a narcotic, so we think it will open up for growth in that. I'm reading numbers that by the year 2020, the demand should be, three times that what is maybe four times what it is today. So we want South Carolina farmers to be ready, and we want our industry to stand out. The more states that approve it, the more we're going to focus on producing a quality product that will stand out in the marketplace. So this Farm Bill language regarding industrial hemp could be a game changer.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Commissioner?
No, just very glad to have this done. A lot of folks put a lot of time into it, ourselves included. We appreciate that the South Carolina delegation, both senators supported it, and then a majority of our seven House members. So we're pleased at that. And now it's time for our colleagues at USDA to figure out all the details.
And that signature is being awaited now at the White House, and that is expected, as Commissioner said, this week. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.